Not so much what boys say, but maybe what I say. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the last segment of the day before my great friend Dom Salvia takes over the airwaves. There might be a little bit of overtime with Maggie on the Dom Salvia Show. So if you haven't quite gotten enough, you're going to want to keep it locked all through the afternoon. And don't you worry, if you've missed any of the real news and great conversation that we have every day here, you can subscribe to Civic Media's newsletter by going to civicmedia.us/email. You'll start your day with news from your community every weekday with Civic Media's Local News Roundup podcast. Check that out. Click on that link and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Check that out. Dom coming up next. We were just talking about education funding, which I think, and it sounded like Dan Schaefer, our political editor here, agrees that education funding is going to continue to be a political flashpoint here in the state of Wisconsin, and rightly so. I thought it used to be like the political, like, third rail that you don't screw with educational funding. And for Robin Voss to get on Upfront News and say, like, we're done with education funding, when every single parent of a school-age child in the state of Wisconsin knows your public school system needs more money, when we're facing the reality of Donald Trump trying to eliminate the Department of Education, which is going to make it way harder for school systems to get the federal funding that they have relied upon in the past, is downright irresponsible. If you'd like to get your last thoughts in, 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. Keith, you had some thoughts this afternoon. Please go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me okay, Maggie?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, yeah, so I was so frustrated by all of this, and it's been going on for many, many years now with the separation of the haves and have-nots in this country, and now it's even gotten into the education system where you have communities that, sure, they can pass a referendum, but there are many that cannot pass. And so those school systems are going to get much less funding, and they're going to have much less educated students, or much more poorly educated students, whichever way you want to look at it. And it's so frustrating because, you know, everybody says, oh, everybody's equal. Everyone has an equal chance in the United States. Everyone has a great chance in America. No matter where you're from, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, you know what? If you live in Madison, Wisconsin, and you go to a good school, yes. But if you live outside of Madison or some of these communities, or even Racine or Inner Milwaukee, you know, La Follette in Madison. I went to La Follette 40 years ago. No, they have no chance. And I'm sick and tired of, you know, the Republicans saying, oh, everyone's got a shot. Everyone gets the same education. No, they don't.
Yeah, I think that's incredibly apt, Keith. I'd make these slight adjustments, right? Yes, the whole principle behind public education was trying to level the playing fields, but the quality of our schools varies hugely based on the property tax base of the community in which you reside. Because we redlined the hell out of our cities, right? If you happen to live in an area of Milwaukee or in other parts of the state where you do not have, frankly, really high property values, it's going to drag down your school system. I want to know when it seemed to be a wise idea to fund public schools through property taxes. It sets up a system where the richy rich that live in the gated communities with the high property values have the incredibly great public schools, and folks that live in more struggling communities are what? Supposed to be like, that's just fine. And we know that redlining helped promote segregation, was explicitly explicitly racist public policy adopted in the United States not that long ago, and that we're still struggling with the effects of that. So Keith, 100 5%. We need to interrogate whether the opportunities that we swear up and down create this meritocratic system are actually fair and accessible, equal opportunities to all. Because I'm with Keith here. We're not providing that to our kids. And Robin Voss is not only wrong, he's irresponsible by acting like his irresponsible to act like his obligation to ensure that every single child in the state of Wisconsin, whether you're from Ashwaubegon, Ashland, or Waukesha, has an equal chance to make their American dream come true through hard work and education. Turning your back on public schools in the state of Wisconsin isn't going to help any of us do any better. Shame on you, Robin Voss. I cannot believe that we haven't had enough time to talk about government corruption, but I will start there on Monday. I'm going to leave you all with a little note from Archibald Cox. He wrote this to his civics class back in May of 1994, and he said this, that the lessons from Watergate, that there are two things to learn. First, we should be reminded of the corrupt influence of great power, especially when the power is in the hands of someone who is willing to resort to any tactic, however wrong, to retain and increase his power. Second, thoughtful Americans should be reminded of the essential but fragile character of our traditional constitutionalism, of the rule of law inherited from England, which holds that even the very highest officials are bound by law, that all men are equal under the law. With those remarks, I will send you all off to Dom Salvia. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for our Thanksgiving Eve show right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You got Dom Salvia up next. Y'all take care.